Hundreds of avalanches happened in the state over the weekend, and conditions are ripe for human-triggered slides with weaker snow layers and heavy snow on top. Ethan Green is with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center and says we're still figuring out what's normal now.
Exactly how it's impacting them or what we're going to see in the future, that's much less clear.
Whenever you head into the backcountry, be sure to check avalanche forecasts, travel with a buddy, and let others know your plans, and bring appropriate equipment, including an avalanche transponder and a shovel. I'm Kristen Thoburn.